Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Stratford Hall is in this morning, and we're going to talk about a big event coming up in a lot of events, but especially this weekend, or next weekend, a big, big event. Karen Daly is here, the president at Stratford Hall Historic Preserve, and Christina O'Neill is here, the event lead for Virginia Resolve that we're going to talk about. Good morning to both of you, and welcome, Christina, for the first time.
Well, thank you so much for having me here today, Ted.
It's good to have you guys make the trek over from the Northern Neck. Karen, it's been too long since I have seen you.
I know. It's always wonderful to be back, Ted, although I'm sorry I couldn't bring the sun with me today.
No, you never do. But one of these days, we're going to do a show and it's going to be sunny out. And we'll go outside and just
Saving up all my requests to the weather gods for our weekend.
Yes. And we will get into Virginia Resolve next weekend in just a second. For people who aren't aware, Stratford Hall over in Westmoreland is full of history and a great, great place to visit.
Indeed, Ted, we've got history that goes back actually millions of years. So at Stratford Hall, we say we are the place where the voices of American history still speak. We have paleontology that predates the human occupation of the site. So incredible fossils you can hunt for on our beach. We've got almost 2,000 acres on the Potomac River in Westmoreland County in the bucolic Northern Neck of Virginia. In addition to that prehistory, we've got incredible evidence of the indigenous history on the site through our archaeological collection. And then the plantation, Stratford Hall, was established in 1738 by the Lee family of Virginia. So incredibly rich Revolutionary War and colonial history on site. And then was the birthplace of Robert E. Lee, which is what the ladies came together for in 1929 to preserve the site. So incredible layers of history at Stratford. We think there's a place for everyone to see themselves in the American history at Stratford.
The house there at Stratford, if you look at pictures, it looks big. When you actually stand there on site, and that's one of the great things and why you should go to historic places to see it. It's just amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, those of us in preservation all like to think our sites are unique, of course, Ted. I can say honestly that Stratford Hall, the architecture is absolutely unique. There is no other home like it, not only in colonial Virginia, but in the entire United States. It is the only example of that style of architecture that we see established in 1738. One of the other really, I think, impressive things, we have a richness of historical homes here in Virginia. Stratford is the original 1738 structure. I mean, this is the building that was built in 1738. It is not a reconstruction. Mm. We've got standing outbuildings that date to that period, the historic kitchen where we still have demonstrations and cook, all from that incredibly early 18th century period of time. So wonderful architecture, the iconic chimney stacks that you just see silhouetted against the blue sky. I mean, it's wonderful. And then to be situated on land that has been preserved and conserved for generations, I mean, to have almost 2,000 acres still of the original plantation surrounding the Great House, it really is like you're stepping back in time when you come to visit Stratford.
It is. Because so many places that we have seen that the acreage is much smaller, and it's sometimes harder to envision it, but you can envision it at Stratford.
You can. That's the real beauty of the Northern Neck. I mean, it's incredibly bucolic. We have not been infringed upon by development, and so when you walk onto the campus, when you drive onto the campus, I mean, it is not unusual to see deer in the fields, mm-hmm. to see eagles that nest in the trees along the Potomac River. It's just a beautiful landscape.
And because of that, Karen, going over to Stratford Hall it's a wonderful trip. From here, it's about an hour. But it's not like saying, well, you know, Arlington and Alexandria is an hour from here.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It's so much different.
It is. I mean, it's gorgeous. You know, Ted, I mean, you come out of Fredericksburg and it is rural immediately. So, I mean, you it's not uncommon to see a tractor or farm vehicle, mm-hmm. right, coming onto the road. But no, you're not going to be sitting in rush hour traffic on your way to Stratford. It's a lovely drive from Fredericksburg, just a hop, skip, and a jump away. And we'd love to welcome more folks out to visit us.
The other thing is it's so easy to find. You don't even need GPS. You get out on Route 3, you get mm-hmm. on a King's Highway, and you go towards King George and you keep going.
Absolutely.
You don't make any turns.
No, not until you get to the road that Stratford's on.
Yeah.
I mean, Stratford Hall Road is literally the only turn you have to make. And so even for our friends up in Northern Virginia, Ted, I mean, it's a straight shot. You come down 95, you make a left onto King's Highway, Route 3, right? And then you make a left when you get to Stratford. I mean, it's the most direct route.
It is. And, and like you say, just the countryside and the Northern Neck is just it's just unmatched. And to get there, and I never really understood, because I had been to Stratford Hall and had done a number of things over the years. It was you, though. It was you, Karen Daly, who said the first time I came and you said, let me show you the property.
Yes.
And I thought, well, I've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent a morning driving around and seeing everything.
Yeah.
There really is. As you described everything, I thought that doesn't really even do justice to how complete and how things are. There's a lot there.
Oh, yes, incredible. And it breaks my heart sometimes when I hear that folks who grew up in the area haven't necessarily been to visit,
yeah.
or that even folks who have visited have seen the Great House but haven't made it out to the Overlook to see the incredible view of the Potomac River, the Stratford Cliffs along the river where those paleontology fossils are found.
Yeah.
The beach, I mean, we've got a beach on the Potomac where you can do that fossil hunting. We have a working grist mill that, you know, the foundation dates to the Lee era, and the mill's going to be open and operating during our big event coming up.
I saw it last year. It's great.
It is wonderful. And we still grind. We grind grains there. You can buy cornmeal and grits that are from the Stratford grist mill. So, it's wonderful to have so much tangible history still visible and that you can experience. It's a really immersive experience at Stratford.
Yeah, like, no, you can get away. And that's why people from around here are really missing it. If you don't, some Saturday, just put the family in the car and drive over and see it. Because it's so easy to get there, but there's so much there. You understand colonial America really well, but when you can take all that in.
Absolutely. And you can spend a whole day, Ted. I mean, I think as you saw when you experienced the site, I mean, it's a beautiful day trip. There's so much to see and do. We have miles of trails through the woods and down along the river. So if you want to get outside, we've got, of course, we've got six different audio tours that you can take to see the architecture and the Great House. So if you're bringing your family, we have a program specifically geared to kids. I mean, if you want to hear the women's perspective, we've got a women's history.
Yeah.
Focus. We've got an African American history tour. So we really do try to make sure that there's something for everyone at Stratford.
Quick break. Stratfordhall.org, the website, is where you can find out information. Also, Facebook has all kinds of updated and great things, too. Stratfordhall.org. Virginia Resolved is the big event coming up, and we're going to jump into that when we come back. Karen Daly is here. Christina O'Neill is here from Stratford Hall. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
You know that. It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Karen Daly, Christina O'Neill here this morning from Stratford Hall, stratfordhall.org, for more information on them. And they are specifically here because of, well, Karen, the Virginia 250, you were the first one. You were the very first. I had never even heard of it until a couple of years ago. You said, it's coming.
It's coming. It's here now,
it's
Ted.
Here.
Yes. The 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, right? The birth of our nation. And it was 1776, so we are approaching the day. Of course, it matters to us at Stratford because we have such a rich revolutionary history. Richard Henry Lee and Francis Lightfoot Lee, the only two brothers to have signed the Declaration, but their entire generation of siblings were important in the revolutionary cause. So Hannah Lee Corbin, their sister, was advocating for women's rights while her brothers were up working, you know, with their compatriots in Philadelphia. Their other sister, Alice Lee Shippen, herself was up in Philadelphia. She married a doctor up there.
Wow.
And so she was hosting the Lees and their political friends up in Philadelphia while the constitutional conventions were going on. In addition, then William and Arthur Lee, their brothers, were abroad. So William was serving as the sheriff in London. Arthur Lee was the major propagandist in London. They were supposedly diplomats, but they were really spies for the Americans during the period leading up to the revolution. And then Arthur Lee was one of the three to sign the Treaty of Alliance with France. So he helped to recruit France to come on to the American side. So an incredible generation of patriots, not to mention their cousin, Light Horse Harry Lee, who would come to live at Stratford later after the war, who was a Revolutionary War hero and is most famous today probably for his eulogy of George Washington, where he credited George Washington with being first in war, first in peace, and first in the heart of his countrymen. So incredible Lees that grew up at, lived at Stratford Hall, that then played such a critical role in the revolution. So we care about this anniversary.
I guess.
And we have worked with our partners throughout the region. The Northern Neck has incredible history, the birthplace of presidents, of course. And so we've been planning for this anniversary for 4 years now and hosting an annual commemoration. We're in year three of that annual commemoration for the Northern Neck 250. And this is really the culmination. So we're looking forward to it. At Stratford, we're hosting a Virginia 250 signature event on June 6th and 7th, Virginia Resolved. And we'd love to share more about the event. It's going to be really great.
Yeah, we are going to jump into that. But boy, as you just explained, I didn't realize such a whole family connection. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just the Lees that we talk about.
Right.
It's the whole family.
Yeah. And I mean, Ted, the irony, right, is that most of us don't learn about any Lees when we're in school. If we learn about any Lees, it's, of course, Robert E. Lee, right, and the Civil War. We don't learn anything about those earlier generations that were critical to the founding of our nation. They were, in many ways, really kind of written out of the history, even at the time of the Revolution and right after. I think it was John Adams who was complaining that after the revolution, it was going to be remembered only as the great men, as if Ben Franklin had kind of struck the earth with his lightning bolt and out of it, you know, came George Washington.
Yeah.
And that was going to be all we were going to learn about the revolution. And in many ways, it's true, right? We learn about a few of these great men. We don't learn about the roles of these many other important people that served to advance the cause for independence and liberty.
And as you describe this, you think about it, and especially, I think, going to Stratford Hall has pointed out to me, even going last year it did, just them signing, them being involved, what they were up against and what they stood to lose.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, they were risking everything, all of their fortune for the cause.
Yeah.
And in Westmoreland County, they went on record against the British Crown 10 years earlier with the Leedstown Resolves. So these Lees and others in the region, I mean, were at the forefront of the revolutionary effort. And so, it's really, it's a shame that we, you know, haven't commemorated their role sooner, but that's what we're here for and trying to shine a light on this year in the semi-quincentennial, Ted, is this incredible role of this generation of Lees in the founding of our nation.
Yeah, yeah. And like you say, so much of it is there with Stratford Hall that you're mm-hmm. you just look and you think the conversations that have been held, you know, inside these walls.
Absolutely.
Over the years.
I mean, these ideas were formulated as these kids, as these Lee children, right, were growing up, were walking these trails, were treading, right, these steps that we today can still walk in. And so you can come and you can experience that history still today at Stratford Hall.
So, Christina, this is the big, you mean it's here.
It's here.
After all the planning, because I know that you all have been involved in a lot of planning for this, and this is, and I know having come last year to a couple of the events, it was flawless last year, and I know I know having done that, I know it has to give you great confidence that you guys have this.
Yes, and last year was our first year we hosted Virginia Resolved, and this year it's the 250th anniversary of Richard Henry Lee's resolution for independence. And so it's going to be, we've made it a two-day event this year, June 6th and 7th at Stratford Hall, with an incredible lineup, an evening program, an incredible day of living history on Sunday. But before I get there, so Richard Henry Lee, on June 7th of 1776, acting on instruction of the 5th Virginia Convention, he gave that resolution that became known as the Lee Resolution in the Second Continental Congress, proposing independence from the American colonies. So that resolution read, resolved that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved. These words were echoed in the Declaration of Independence, which was signed by Richard Henry and his brother Francis Lightfoot Lee, the only two brothers to sign the Declaration of Independence. So we will be commemorating this resolution this year, the 250th anniversary of the resolution, with an incredible program.
Well, and like Karen just said, you just think about, that's not ambiguous. And if you're the British and you see that, and you just think, you're really putting yourself out there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's, I mean, what resolve that they had, and that just shows how serious they were about this.
Absolutely. And so, Ted, do you want to hear more about the program on Saturday night?
I would love to
we'll
hear
start
more,
it off.
About the,
yeah.
more about
how
the program.
How we're doing it. So, starting off Saturday, we will be recognizing Richard Henry Lee and his contributions. We're going to have Lee family interpreters during the day, but we'll be opening up the doors that Friday evening with our VA-250 Mobile Museum experience at 6 p.m.
That is a great museum,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, it is. There's a quote I understand from Richard Henry Lee. I've not been there yet.
Well, I have to go back and look at pictures. I think mm-hmm. you're right, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we'll be starting off the day with that. We'll have some music. We'll have food trucks. We're going to have a lot happening leading up to our stage program that evening, which begins at 8 o'clock in the evening with a concert performance by the United States Navy Concert Band.
Oh, they have that at Stratford with the
that
with
patriotic,
the,
yes.
The great house right there and everything.
With that in the background. So exactly, they're going to have a 40-person concert band performing patriotic music right there on the stage in front of the great house. And then, of course, we'll hear. So what you just mentioned, Richard Henry Lee's resolution for independence,
yeah.
We will get to hear his resolution and hear some remarks from Richard Henry Lee himself. Our interpreter will be there sharing those remarks during the evening program and what that means for us.
What a great kickoff. It does kind of, you know, frame what this is all about, and really mm-hmm. what the whole Virginia 250 is mm-hmm. all about.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And we will end that evening, too. Our keynote will be presented by Carly Fiorina, the VA 250 National Honorary Chair. And so she will be presenting that keynote as part of the program, talking about what this means for our Commonwealth as well. So we are a VA 250 signature event. Virginia Resolved is a VA 250 signature event. So we'll be talking about those steps to revolution as we prepare for July 4th and all of the activities that took place leading up. So that will lead into our fireworks show in the evening on the Great House lawn. So
fireworks in the Great House.
Fireworks right behind the Great House. Which we have not had in many, many years.
I was going to say, I don't remember that mm-hmm. recently. So that fits. I know a few years ago they did it at Ferry Farm, and mm-hmm. it was very moving there to have that with the Washington Family House yeah. in the background. And this would be just the same way, and even more so. This is really one. And it should be. This is one of the bigger events, I would think, for mm-hmm. Virginia 250, just because of the role the Lees played in all of this.
Yes, absolutely. It will be. And so you'll have to come on out and see for yourself, learn a little bit more about Stratford Hall and what that means.
The band and fireworks. Mm-hmm. What a great start.
And
to
that's
the event.
Just Saturday.
That's just Saturday. So what happens Sunday?
So Sunday, our site's going to be open at 10 o'clock that morning. We will be open. You can come out. You can start touring the Great House. You heard Karen mention earlier that our gristmill is going to be open. So we'll be running gristmill demonstrations all day. So from 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And we will have our VA 250 Mobile Museum open then as well. But at 12 o'clock, that's when our Virginia Resolved program begins. And it will kick off with a citizenship ceremony. And I know you attended last year's citizenship ceremony.
That was really moving. Yeah. It really is. And that's I'm glad that can be kind of part of this whole event.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Last year, we welcomed 100 young Americans through the citizenship ceremony. And so we're looking forward to beginning our Virginia Resolved program again on Sunday with the citizenship ceremony. We'll also have members of the Yorktown Fife and Drum Corps, as well as the Community Festival Choir performing. Our Sons of the American Revolution Color Guard will be there with Town Crier. So it'll be a very moving ceremony this year as well. And then following the ceremony, we'll have an incredible lineup of performances. You'll get to meet Richard Henry Lee and his sister, Hannah Lee Corbin. So to engage in conversations mm-hmm. with these two revolutionaries, we will have cavalry demonstrations with the 1st and the 4th Continental Light Dragoons. And the Light Dragoons, this is where Light Horse Harry got his nickname But the Light Dragoons do a phenomenal job talking about the cavalry during the Revolution period, and they'll have their horses on site doing demonstrations as well there on the Great House lawn. We'll have musket demonstrations taking place with the Virginia Society Sons of the American Revolution. They'll also have a soldier encampment so you can see about life of a Revolutionary War soldier and learn from them. And we'll have Colonial Music by Ampersand, as well as dance demonstrations by the Rappahannock Colonial Heritage Society. So you're starting to hear there's a lot happening.
That's just the beginning.
There's more.
There's
so we're going to have a Potawatomi eel pot demonstrations with Dr. Brad Hatch. We're going to have Colonial Foodways demonstrations in our historic kitchen. We'll have chocolate demonstrations in our gift shop. We'll be hearing and meeting with a lot of different interpreters and community partners throughout the day as well. So we'll have many of our local historic sites, museums, the state park, so many folks that will be out sharing information about their sites so you can learn all about the history from the region.
There's a lot of collaboration that you all have done and bringing in a lot of people to make
Very
this.
Much.
Make this what it is.
Very much. We are so excited to welcome our partners. And this has all been made possible because of our partnership, too, with, of course, VA 250 with Westmoreland County, where Stratford Hall is located, as well as with Northern Neck 250, our Northern Neck National Heritage Area partners. So you heard us mention we're a VA 250 signature event. We're a Northern Neck 250 signature event for our region. We're incredibly excited to host this two-day program in partnership with Westmoreland County, VA 250, and Northern Neck 250.
Do I get tickets in advance, or can I get them at the door?
You can get them in advance right now. Just visit StraffordHall.org. StraffordHall.org/Virginia Resolve takes you straight to our page with that incredible lineup of activities for both Saturday. Saturday, it's a free evening program beginning at 6 o'clock. So you can get your tickets online now for that, for the free evening program. Sunday, it's our day of living history, activities, colonial games, and so much happening. Those tickets are available online. It's $15 for ages 14 and up, $10 for ages 6 to 13, and then it's free for children 5 and under, and for our Friends of Stratford members as well.
If you've, like I said, if you've never been to Stratford Hall, this is the weekend.
This is the weekend
to
go. You are going to learn so much. You'll get to step into the Great House. We'll have shuttles going down to our waterfront to the overlook there.
Yeah.
So you'll get to see those, get to see the grist mill there on site, and you'll get to meet so many other community partners as well while you're on site.
Quick break. We're going to continue this conversation. Good stuff and exciting stuff.
Yes.
Really, really exciting stuff. StratfordHall.org. Again, StratfordHall.org to find out more about Virginia Resolved and getting tickets for next weekend and what is happening at Stratford Hall. Christina O'Neill, Karen Daly here this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's almost 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
It is a Stratford Hall Historic Preserve this morning, stratfordhall.org. Christina O'Neill is here along with Karen Daly. And I just learned that, Christina, this is more than a job for Christina. Christina, you know the Lees and have literally spent time academically with them.
It's true, Ted. I grew up in Stafford County, and growing up in Stafford, we took a field trip as a kid to Stratford Hall. And I used to come with the family. This was one of our, I have very fond memories of as a little girl coming and learning about Stratford Hall and learning about the Lees. And it inspired me to continue my studies, both my bachelor's and master's at George Mason University, where I got to study the Great House a little bit more and learn about the Lees a little bit more. And in particular, Richard Henry Lee and that resolution for independence. I mean, he was a mover and shaker, and that's the way I saw him, and so it really was something that brought our family back to the Northern Neck and made it our home.
Wow, and to be able to do this now, mm-hmm. Professionally.
Absolutely. It's a dream come true.
And to be involved with Virginia Resolve.
Talk about a perfect time to join the team.
I've
been there about 3.5 years now, but to be able to be a part of the 250th commemorations, and in particular, this Virginia Resolved program is truly a meaningful opportunity.
Because we talk about, and as we started the show and talked, as Karen talked about, just the role of the Lees, but in colonial America, I mean, they were it. They were a big deal.
They were, and we've learned so much, and we have so much of that history shared at Stratford Hall too. As you take those audio tours, you can take that Lee Band of Brothers audio tour to learn a little bit more about mm-hmm. that role that these Lee men in particular had, and then you can also take our women's audio tour, our leading ladies audio tour, to be able to learn more about, as you heard Karen mention earlier, Alice Lee Shippen, for example, or Hannah Lee Corbin, one of the first early advocates for women's voting rights. And we know that through a letter she wrote to Richard Henry Lee. We don't have the letter, but we do have Richard Henry Lee's response.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Wow. And see, again, those are these are some things mm-hmm. that we don't hear a lot about, but mm-hmm. that's the great thing about Virginia Resolved and the whole Virginia 250 program and in what you're able to do. So you went through everything, and again, you can get tickets at stratfordhall.org mm-hmm. for the Sunday events. Is there anything else that we have missed as far as Virginia Resolve next weekend that you want to make sure that we highlight here?
Yeah. So Ted, I'll mention just two other partners that we've had close affiliation with and are planning with. Two of our descendant communities. We have a longstanding relationship with the Society of the Lees of Virginia, who are a group that's dedicated to preserving the Lee genealogy and history, and they'll be participating in supporting our event, as well as our African American Descendants Advisory Panel. So we have a growing group of African Americans okay. who are descended from folks at Stratford, who were enslaved at Stratford historically, whose ancestors built and sustained the plantation. And so our African American descendants will also be participating in the Virginia Resolved event. So both descendant groups will be on site, which is wonderful. And the morning of September, excuse me, the Sunday morning will be also opening our brand new orientation gallery in the Visitor Center, the Mary Beelan DuPont Laird Gallery. And this is going to be a really wonderful opportunity to orient visitors to that multi-layered, vast history of Stratford. Mm. It's going to walk through those revolutionary Lees, also set Stratford in context. So it'll talk a little bit about the indigenous history on the site before, you know, the Lees ever got there, and then walk through all the way to the preservation of the site in 1929. So a wonderful way to orient visitors when they get on site. We think it'll also really complement the other exhibitions on view in the Visitor Center. We have a Stratford at the Crossroads exhibition, as well as our Robert E. Lee Special Collection gallery in the Visitor Center. So we'd love for visitors to come out. We'll be opening the Mary Beelan DuPont Laird Gallery on Sunday morning at 10:30, and it'll be available and open to the public as part of the Virginia Resolve weekend and then on. So
well, and to have something like that orientation center there has got to be it's exciting, like to put some things in context, and you see things and then you know what you want to see. Sometimes you go and you don't really know. I know about the Great House, and you don't know any of this other.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think one of the really nice features of the gallery is that it also, Ted, has a nice map that lays out where Stratford fits within the region. So it's a great opportunity to see how Stratford fits, but also how many other historic treasures are available in the Northern Neck region. We really do want visitors to use Virginia Resolved as a way to kickstart their summer. It's part of a regional tourism campaign, Start Your Summer, where the revolution started. And so Christina mentioned all of our many partners who are going to be at Virginia Resolve. There's also events going on throughout the county all weekend, Friday through Monday. So folks are encouraged to come out and really spend a full weekend in the Northern Neck while you're exploring Virginia Resolved at Stratford, and then see some of our partners. And then there's events going on at George Washington's birthplace, at Westmoreland State Park, at our other partner organizations throughout June, July, and August. So really, there's a whole summer of activities that you could enjoy in the region. And it's such a historically rich region. So lots to do to keep you occupied.
And you can get a passport if they're still around. I've heard that in some places they have run out,
right?
But you can get one of those Virginia 250 passports.
And Ted, absolutely, there's VA 250 passport, and you can get that stamped at Stratford. We also have a Westmoreland County passport, so and there's going to be a roving George Washington that's going to be, I think, maybe making an appearance at Virginia
Might
Resolved. So you can search for George throughout the region over the summer as well in this semi-quincentennial year.
And well, Ted, I will mention with the VA 250 passport, not only can you get it stamped at Stratford Hall Virginia Resolve Weekend, but the Mobile Museum will be there as well. Ah. And you've been able to pick up passports previously at the museum, so I don't know if they have them still in stock, but you can get a double
stamp.
That's the great thing when we first started talking about the whole Virginia, the VA 250 thing, Karen, I can remember you talked about just there are so many places on the Northern Neck, in Westmoreland. Mm-hmm. So often we look at a few parts of Virginia and say that's colonial America and that's colonial America. Yeah. There's a whole lot of other places that we may be missing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, of course, there's the highlights, right, that I think everybody tends to go to or gravitate toward. And we're really off the beaten track. So folks have to deliberately come to the Northern Neck, but we think there's good reason to. And this is the year to do it. I mean, Virginia history, United States history, it started in the Northern Neck. So we've got, again, the birthplace of presidents. We've got the Leedstown Resolves, the first effort by colonists to declare independence or unhappiness with Great Britain. It's all here in the Northern Neck, and we think at Stratford. So come on out and you can start your journey at Stratford. You can stay with us. We've got lodging on site, Ted, as you know.
Yes, you do have lodging.
And use Stratford as your home base and then explore the region. It's beautiful and there's so much history to see and explore.
And it's so much, and again, unfortunately, Stratford, you mentioned Stratford's off the beaten path, but boy, there is just some really, there is just unmatched stuff there, as you have said, because I didn't realize that the Great House, that, you know, there's nothing else like that. That you don't, as I've, you said that, and I've been thinking, you don't see anything Mm-mm. quite like that. Mm-mm. And again, to be able to stand and look at that right up close, it's just amazing, just the size of
Absolutely.
The Great House.
Absolutely. I mean, we talk about often how Stratford is a place where you can learn from the courageous struggles of our ancestors.
Yeah.
Both what they endured and what they accomplished. So, I mean, we know, Ted, it's not all celebration, right? There's difficult parts of the history. Mm-hmm. And even these revolutionary generation of Lees, I mean, they endured a lot to accomplish what they did on behalf of our nation. So, it's an immersive experience. We've got artifacts, archaeology. We've got agriculture. We're still at work. Working farm, so you can still experience that aspect of the site's history. And again, really, I've never been to a place where that power of the place, that power of the history, is so palpable. I mean, when you stand at Stratford, when you walk those trails, when you walk those floors of the Great House or of the outbuildings, I mean, you really get a sense of the history of the place, and it's unmatched.
I was just going to say, to take a tour and to walk through the Great House mm-hmm. is something, because as magnificent as it is outside, it's just the same inside.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Ted, we haven't mentioned yet, I mean, there's been so much investment in preservation and restoration around mm-hmm. the site as we've been getting ready for the 250.
Yeah.
So you can see we've got a brand new renovated and restored stores building, one of our outbuildings that's used as our public restrooms, will be open for Virginia Resolved Weekend thanks to the generosity of the Virginia 250 Commission and the state through their Commonwealth Department of Historic Resource Capital Investment Grant. We've replaced three historic roofs on campus, thanks to the Mary Morton Parsons Foundation and individual gifts, including our historic stables and our grist mill on site. We restored the Lee-era spring house, which you can visit, which is just down from the Great House on one of our trails. Mm. So incredible investment across the site. Again, thanks to the generosity of so many Friends of Stratford foundations, the state support, all to get the site ready for the semi-quincentennial, this incredible anniversary. So lots to see and do, and we'd love for you all to come out and experience it.
I had been by it, and last year I actually saw the grist mill mm-hmm. in operation, and that is something. To see it even when it's closed up is pretty impressive, but to see it actually operating.
Absolutely. I mean, it's really moving so much history down there near the waterfront. The Lees, so much of their wealth was built actually off of shipping. And so Stratford was the tobacco inspection port for the county. So a major major area of activity on the site historically. And when you see the grist mill running, you start to get a sense of what that must have been like historically.
Yeah. Well, Christina, you got to be excited about the Saturday night the fireworks.
I'm incredibly
That's
going to
be really special at a place like that, because like you said, that kind of stuff doesn't happen very often. It shouldn't. It's kind of a special thing. But to be able to do it, especially with what's going on with the celebration.
Yes, to be able to lead up to the fireworks. And I have not seen the fireworks over the Great House myself yet. So to be able to see that with the Great House framed in the background, but also to hear from the United States Navy Concert Band prior to that. So they will be doing those two sets. We'll get to hear a number of musical performances leading up to that. And so to have that in front of the Great House as well, and to hear from them, and to be able to hear from our speakers, and to end that evening with the fireworks. I mean, what an incredible way to kick off the Virginia Resolved commemoration, and then to just lead us into that Living History Day.
Yeah, on Saturday. Well, the other thing, and driving up to when you drive up to Stratford Hall, you feel, when you see the animals, and you see that it is, you know, you see horses and you see animals out.
Yeah.
It really is. It shows you that this is more than just a historic site. It's a working historic site.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, you'll be greeted as soon as you pull through the gate. You'll be greeted by our llama, two horses, a couple of heritage breed cattle, and so they will be right there in that opening field right before you approach our visitor center. So you'll see them at Virginia Resolved that day. And in addition to, of course, being able to tour the Great House, be able to walk around the grounds, and you could take that shuttle down to see that grist mill or walk the beach too.
Yeah, no, the beach is another great visual. Mm-hmm. Just to be there and just to appreciate the land around it. That you're not just coming up and there's the Great House, and you know, couple hundred yards away, you know, there's a Sheetz or something like that. You don't have that.
You do not
and
have
that's
that.
And that's the great thing about going back. I mean, the Northern Neck is a great place just to be able to just get away.
Yes, talk about where you can go to see a beautiful night sky lit up with stars. And so you'll be able to experience that too, of course, after the fireworks show. Ted, I should mention, coming to the fireworks show and being surrounded by all that beauty, we encourage everyone to bring a picnic blanket, bring your lawn chairs to be able to watch the fireworks show. So come on out with those items. No coolers are allowed, so no outside food or drinks, but that will be there will be a lot of food trucks there on site. There will be wine by Ingleside Vineyards. There will be beer as well on site available for purchase. But come on out and see it for yourself and surround yourself with that beauty. See the night sky there, where you're not going to have lights that are clouding your view, I should say. And bring your blanket, bring your chairs, and just watch right there over the Great House those fireworks.
Things on Sunday, anything special you need to bring for Sunday?
Anything for Sunday? No, just come get your tickets online in advance. So StraffordHall.org, you can get your tickets for Virginia Resolved. Again, we do not have outside coolers, so no food or drink. But again, that will be available for purchase on site. We have a great lineup of food trucks, of ice cream, of kettle corn, as well as beer available on Sunday as well. And cold drinks inside of our gift shop. So you just need to come and enjoy and learn.
The gift shop is terrific, by the way.
Yes,
it is.
It is
a really good gift shop with all kinds of stuff, and especially for the VA 250. If you want to look colonial and have colonial stuff, make a few purchases at the bookstore.
We've got a great lineup of books as well, so you can get your history books on the Lees, on the 250th, on Colonial Virginia and Revolutionary
great
America.
Great shirts, too.
Great shirts. There are some, I think, a Declaration of Independence scarf, so you can wear a number of 250 swag items as well and get your Stratford 250 gear. Start buying your 250 Christmas ornaments from Stratford Hall. You can also get, though, those stone ground grits that Karen was mentioned. So our grist mill being in operation and it's still producing the cornmeal and the grits. And I tell you what, those cornmeal has produced some of the best corn cakes that I've ever had, cornbread that I have had. So we make cornbread out of our Stratford cornmeal. And of course, we love the grits that are made right there on site. So you can take a piece of history home with you.
Good gifts. Like you said, good gifts. I think you guys are excited about this.
Just a little bit.
A little bit. This is going to be an event. Again, it's next Saturday and Sunday at Stratford Hall Historic Preserve, stratfordhall.org, for all kinds of information. When we come back, we'll wrap it up by talking again about what to expect, kind of the highlights of Saturday and Sunday next weekend at Stratford Hall. Christina O'Neill, Karen Daly here this morning. We will conclude on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Karen Daly, Christina O'Neill here this morning from Stratford Hall in Westmoreland, stratfordhall.org. And the big thing is Virginia Resolved. And again, Christina, just some things to remember of what you can and can't bring to Virginia Resolved next weekend.
Yes. And so those times on Saturday, our gates open at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Again, bring your lawn chairs, bring your picnic blankets to lay out and watch the fireworks show and enjoy some food. Do not bring outside coolers, so no outside food, no outside drinks. That will be available for purchase on site. No tents or umbrellas, please, so we can share the view of
yes.
the fireworks over the Great House. And then please leave your dogs at home as well. There are opportunities you can bring them to Stratford Hall, but let's not do it during Virginia Resolved and the fireworks show,
right, especially with fireworks.
Yes.
So the fireworks and everything's free on Saturday
Everything is free on Saturday night. So you can tell us you're coming online now, and then gates open at 6 o'clock. And when you come, you'll know where to park. You'll be directed to parking and get to enter through our visitor center and come out and enjoy the mobile museum, hear some music, enjoy some food, and get ready to hear from the United States Navy Concert Band and our speakers leading up to the fireworks show.
Then on Sunday, lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff happening. So our doors open at 10 o'clock. That's when you can come and tour the Great House, explore the VA 250 Mobile Museum, take a shuttle down to the grist mill and the beach, and then all of our Virginia Resolved activities kick off at 12 o'clock. And they'll run from 12 o'clock into 4 o'clock. And that 12 o'clock is when our citizenship ceremony will begin the program. So tickets that day, you can get them right now online. Only $15, ages 14 and up, $10 for ages 6 to 13, and then it's free for 5 and under, as well as Friends of Stratford. So tickets are available online. You can also buy them at the door on the day of the event. So
okay.
when you come, if you don't have your tickets in advance, you can save time by purchasing them online. You can also buy them at the door at the event.
Again, stratfordhall.org. This is a great chance, Karen, just to really see up close colonial history, and especially as we now really start picking things up with the VA 250. So much happened right here. So many decisions were made.
Absolutely. I mean, we talked a lot about the Lees. We'll be specifically commemorating Richard Henry's resolution, as Christina shared earlier, that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, right, that he brought on behalf of Virginia up to Philadelphia to launch the Declaration of Independence and the ultimate vote that would happen on July 2nd. So we're thrilled to be able to launch our summer of festivities and of commemoration at Stratford Hall as a VA 250 signature event. Also so grateful for Westmoreland County's partnership because of their generosity. Saturday evening is entirely free, and Sunday is free for all Westmoreland County residents as well. So neighbors right there in Westmoreland,
okay.
we want to make sure they know they can come out, and we're so grateful for the county's participation. This really is a regional effort. We're thrilled with our partnership with the Northern Neck National Heritage Area. And just really, it's wonderful to be able to launch the heritage area. I mean, we're still in our management planning process, Ted, but working together with our partners through our Northern Neck 250 efforts to really start to get the heritage area on the map. The culture, the history, the heritage throughout the Northern Neck is so rich, as we've been talking about. And, you know, we've talked, of course, a lot about the colonial history at Stratford that you can experience, but our region also has rich agricultural history. We've got a rich history of watermen, and you can get out on the water still today. There's tons of hiking trails and opportunities to explore oysters and crabbing, so much to do and to see throughout the region. We'll have some of our national park partners with us at the event at Virginia Resolve. So we'll have our partners from George Washington's birthplace, the National Memorial, with us. We'll also have partners from Captain John Smith. Is that right, Christina?
Captain John Smith, Chesapeake National Historic Park Trail, their roving ranger will be out, so you can probably get your junior ranger badge or start it at least. Yes.
Yeah, so wonderful opportunities to, again, not only experience Stratford Hall and our 2,000 acres and incredibly rich history, architecture, agriculture, artifacts that we have on site, but also to meet and interact with so many of these partners and this rich, rich culture and heritage throughout the Northern Neck region.
And the VA 250 passport, you can get that stamped a couple of times. And again, you mentioned it, Karen, this isn't just like the end. This is really a chance. There's still great stuff every day goes on at Stratford Hall and in other places in the Westmoreland and the Northern Neck.
Absolutely. So start your summer where the revolution started, and then we want you to come back in the fall if you're more interested in the academic side of the work that we're doing. We've got a discovery symposium on November 8th and 9th. On the Sunday, the 8th, we'll be talking about our feuding fathers. So Ted, I hope we can come back and talk to you more about that.
Absolutely.
There'll be a keynote that evening, and then we'll have panel presentations on Monday, November 9th. So lots to do throughout the summer and throughout the year.
StratfordHall.org, Karen Daly, Christine O'Neill, thank you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ted.
That's it. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.